G'day punters and welcome to Winning Coast Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 11. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, feature racing in both Melbourne and Sydney this weekend, and pretty intriguing races, the both.
Exactly right. The Irish Star, always a good kick-off point. Not many horses. It used to be a race where you'd get some of the sort of real weight for age, middle distance contenders kicking off their prep, but don't really see that this year. Poetic Dream, I guess, is the only one that might get towards a race sort of at 1600 metres. But most of the others are probably just sprinters and a few up and going already. And of course, we've got the Rosebud in Sydney, one of the lead ups to the Golden Rose, another intriguing race. Of course, some of the better performers have the big weight under those conditions, but a couple of sort of relatively unexposed horses down on the bottom, down towards the bottom, might give them a run for their money.
All right, well, we'll start with Melbourne and the black type race there, as you mentioned, race 7, Orange Star Handicap, 1200 metre group 3, worth 150,000. And yes, well, of course, back in the old days, you had your El Segundos and so forth running big races coming home in this, but as you say, we've only got two resuming here. That's Home of the Brave and Poetic Dream. And Home of the Brave, I guess, is a sprinter, despite being a Godolphin import, and Poetic Dream, as you say, sprinter miler. So I am a star resuming as well, but also just probably up to the mile at most. I take it you'd be leaning to one of the race-fit winter sprinters.
No, I've gone for something first up. I've gone for I Am A Star. We all know she's a good mare, Group 1 winner. She ran well in this race last year, was just held up probably for a little too long. She didn't really dash when she got clear at sort of the furlong, but the leaders just kicked away. Of course, Haydock won that race. She ran well, had 58 kilos, gets in with a kilo and a half less this year. I think I'd love to see them keep her to these sprinting trips. I reckon she can maybe get to even a higher level. She's already done enough, obviously, but it'll be interesting to see what they do aim her towards this prep. As I said, she ran well on this last year. I thought she trialled well on Monday, and at double figures, can have something each way on her. I think two Voodoo Lads, the biggest threat. We saw him dominate his rivals in the Monash and do pretty much the same again in the Bletchingley. Just couldn't pick up Vega Magic, who was brilliant first up with the blinkers, so he only needs to run up to that. He hasn't won at Flemington, but of course he's run second in a Newmarket, so he's clearly goes all right down the straight. Number one, Home of the Brave, is the real X factor. He's been trialling really well in Sydney. Got to respect any sort of positive market moves for him. We've seen imports to the fore for the Godolphin team already this season, only last Saturday in fact, with that impressive winner in Sydney Avilius. So big watch of four, Home of the Brave, and I'll throw number seven, Poetic Dream, in for fourth. Interesting, he looked super with the blinkers on in a jump out a couple of weeks ago, but a lot of horses can do that, you know, with the blinkers on and out up and sort of running in front, they can look better than perhaps what they actually are. The blinkers were off in his recent jump out and he was just okay down the straight, but of course blinkers on Saturday and he's been well found in the market. But no, I'm happy to have something each way on I Am A Star, but it won't be going overly hard.
Same numbers for me, just got first and second the other way around. Voodoo Lad, great listed Group 3 horse, 7 starts enlisted in Group 3 races for 5 wins and 2 seconds. A bomb-proof, reliable sprinter. From 5, I'm A Star, 1, Home of the Brave, 7, Poetic Dream. What was your best and value bets at this meeting, Joel?
Yeah, well, I made I Am A Star my value at around $10 or $11. I thought that was good enough. My best, I was nothing sort of there that was just ready to win. I was overly keen on. So I've made Night's Watch my best. I think he's going to have a huge spring, this horse. We saw glimpses of it sort of through last spring and into the early part of the summer where Darren Weir, he just placed him beautifully, took him through the classes. And look, he'll be aiming towards some big races this time, and he's got an entry for the Cox Plate. I think he's a really smart horse. You just want to check the market. I think he's opened around $6. If he pushes out towards $9 or $10, maybe that's a hint that he needs a run. But I think he'll run super. And if there's any sort of market support, we can step in confidently with Night's Watch. I Am A Star, my value. And maybe a little bet on a roughie. Another one from the Darren Weir Yard. Race 6, number 6, Azuro. Convinced he's pretty handy. Having watched all these runs in France, he's got a nice turn of foot and a fair bit of ability. 1400 is too short first up. They took him to South Australia for his next run. He travelled okay, and then when let down, he didn't quite stretch out. Maybe just looking for a drier track, which he should get on Saturday. And obviously out to 2000 as a plus 40, 50 to 1, maybe a couple of dollars on him.
Okay, well, I'm against your best with my value bet, Barcelona, race 8, number 14. Bit unlucky last start down there on the minimum. Yeah, barrier 10, but and in fact slightly shorter, in typical John Barker fashion, slightly shorter than my best bet at Barcelona, marked at 650. Marikita, my best, race 4, number 5, flashing light run last time, ready to win third up. Rose Hill is where we're racing on Saturday. We've got the Rosebud. We've already had the Rosebud previewed. Now we get the Rosebud, then it's the Run of the Rose, and finally the Golden Rose. As I've written about in Best Bets and Winning Posts this week, last year, Minari became the first horse since this race was raised to a black type level to win it first up. Now, you would think, being the Rosebud, you'd think as a lead-up race to a 1,400-metre race in September, it would be dominated by first-up horses. But, in fact, it's been dominated until last year by horses who have had at least one run, one, two, or three runs, and almost all of those winners have been last start winners, which doesn't really help us here because of the nine horses, we've got five who have raced this time in, and four of them are last start winners, and one of those, Joel, is your selection.
Yeah, look, I was half talked into this, speaking to the trainer this week for a story for the paper. Trainer Greg McFarlane puts the polish on number 7, Golden Tycoon, well-bred colt. He's the half to Group 1 performer Super Cash, and the trainer's handy performer Super Tycoon, who's been away for a couple of years, but we can expect to see him back shortly. Golden Tycoon was a bit of a plunge first start. He trialled okay at the provincials. I think he was 26s into 12s. He went to the front. It was a day where it was a bit of an on-pace bias. It was certainly a benefit to be on speed there at Canterbury, but he never looked in trouble. He won comfortably, and look, they've got big plans for him. They've elected to bypass the Golden Rose. It was either go to the up-and-coming next week and go to the Golden Rose, but being the horse's first prep, I think they're just keen to keep him to the shorter trip, so they're looking at the Coolmore later in the spring, or to already have their sights on a race like that. He's obviously pretty talented. This will find, you know, we'll find out just how talented after Saturday, because there'll be a bit more pressure on him. But I thought he did enough on debut to warrant thought. Down on the minimum, he gets the draw and he gets the weight relief on some of his key rivals. 7 on top from 2, Outrageous. Got a lot of time for this colt. Wouldn't be surprised if he trained on to be competitive in a race like the Caulfield Guineas. First up, 1,100 with 59. That's the query, but he'll be charging at them late. 6, Exceltic, comes through the same race as Golden Tycoon. He went back from the wide gate, had 60 kilos, and was untested in the straight. We can forget that. I've always been a bit of a rap for him. Wouldn't be shocked to see him improve. And 4, Plague Stone. Well, he's had huge raps. He got the job done first up. And look, he, no surprise to see him come out and win well, really. But he's a smart colt, but I've only got him in for 4th. 7-2-6-4.
All right, and Golden Tycoon, race 6, number 7, is your value bet. Your best comes up in the next, which is the Canterbury Hall, Hurlston Park RSL Club Spring Preview. So, ambitiously named, this 1,400-metre open race, but has attracted quite a good field. Quite a few promising ones returning in this. Sorry, in fact, yours is the Premier's
My best
Cup
is
preview,
my best is
the spring
preview.
Yeah. So go on, tell us about that, and then perhaps tell us about the spring preview.
Well, the spring preview, I like number 13. I Am Serious. Chris Waller, trained mare, off a bit of a freshen. Last raced on June 9. She's had a trial leading into this. She's been taken through the grades, lovely. She's won 7 from 11. She's ready to target black type races, and this is the first step towards that. So I think she'll run really well in race 8. But my best for the day is race 7, number 6, Emperor's Way. Got the slight query in the back of my mind that he might still be one run away, but it's a, you know, it's a funny sort of a race. There's a few out of form. There's a few that might sort of be one or two runs away, but his two runs back have been really good. We saw him come through the grades last prep. He won 4 Saturday grade races in a row. culminating in his win in the listed Randwick City Stakes over Elwood. He's come back this time in. He's had to tackle listed company because of his rating, and his two runs have been good over unsuitable trips. I thought he worked to the line well in the Winter Challenge. Third up, 1,800. Should be ideal for him. I think $9 or $10, a good bet each way in a tricky sort of a race to work out. And that's probably about it for me. I think Perrette will be hard to beat in the last, but will be well-found, already is well-found. And as I said, I Am Serious is certainly worth a bit of a look in race 8.
Alrighty, they're racing on the Parks track at Morphettville on Saturday. James Jordan has come up with a couple of gems. The first of those is one that you can work your multis around. It's a fairly short price, and that is race 2, number 4, Red Shoes, for Darren Weir, with Kayla Crowther taking 3 kilos off, pitched in on 51 kilos, and has beaten better fields, presumably with more weight, at his past two starts. And the other selection from James Jordan, and Richo, I'm pleased to say, agrees with both of these. Race 7, number 5, Fancy Rumble. Red Shoes was odds on. Fancy Rumble ran about $2.60, coming off that third behind Nature Strip and Sunlight. Drops to a benchmark, 75. Possibly gate 1, the only query, but could settle closer with the winkers on. So James Jordan's gems, race 2, number 4, Red Shoes, and race 7, number 5, Fancy Rumble. Slightly smaller fields in Brisbane this week, Joel, at Doomben.
Yeah, smaller fields, some open fields, however. Maybe a couple of shorties. Tactical Advantage, race 6. Firstly, the quad is $1.40. He's also in Sydney, but I assume they'll go to Brisbane. It just looks a bit of a gimme, really. My best is in the second leg of the quaddie, race 7, number 3, Really Riley. I think this horse is ready. Just having a look at through his record, he's won 1 from 21 during the first three runs of a prep. He's won 6 from 24 when he gets fourth up and deeper. He hits this fourth up, he gets the claim, and he hit the line nicely third up last time out. So I think he's come up at nice odds, $9 or $10. I think he's well worth a bet. My value, Conquering Lass in the last, race 9, number 7. Steve Tregay does a really good job with his stable. We saw him go to Sydney last week and get a win with one of his runners. She won well first up at Toowoomba. I thought she hit the line okay at Doomben a fortnight ago. I think she's looking for the extra trip. She gets to 1,350 on Saturday.
Okay, racing at Belmont on Saturday, and hope you've still got some cash left at 6:15 Eastern time, because that is when the first of BJ Ryan's specials come up. That's race 7, number 7, Minus Looks. Has been hampered by awkward barriers recently. Beaten favourite last couple, running second. Has raced very well. This time draws barrier 3. Should land in the right spot, get every chance. Loves Belmont and loves the wet tracks that they are having over there at the moment. And BJ's value bet, race 8, number 10, Atlanta Blue. Once again comes up against the very smart Abdicator with Willie Pike on board. But Atlanta Blue, huge in defeat last time, was wide without cover throughout, still attacked the line. This time should get a softer run on the rails. Is suited getting back to 1,400 metres and also suited by just 55 kilos. So BJ's best, race 7, number 7. Value, race 8, number 10. Earlier in the day, they are racing at Riccarton, where the feature is the Grand National Steeple.
Yeah, we saw an amazing effort last week by Amanood Ladd. You can read about that in this week's Winning Post with Tony Kneebone Snippets column. But 14 years of age, so no age limit across the Tasman, and he won the Coral Steeplechase, the main lead up to the Grand National. Can he back up and win the major? He'll run well. I actually think his stablemate might improve on last Saturday's run, number 6, King's Deep, and I've made him my value bet for the day. My best bet is Bully Boy, race 2, number 5. Ran a good race last time out. He finished second. He was 5 lengths off the winner, but the winner, he met on the same weights, and the winner had previously won a race. I thought he did a really good job, Bully Boy. The stable usually always very competitive when they head down the South Island. He finds a winnable maiden. And Pukekohe, the other meeting, my best is Fly to the Moon, race 7, number 5. By reliable man, bred to appreciate these sort of middle to longer distances, and did win the maiden nicely last start. And my value is Tatty Bogler, race 5, number 12. Been a little bit disappointing since winning early in her career, but She ran well two starts ago. Last time out, wasn't beaten all that far. That was a rating 75. Back to a 65 on Saturday. She should get her chance.
Okay, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Doesn't take you out from your winning post, of course. We've got all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, with Sunday's highlights being a massive 10-race card at Cranbourne and also Narromine Cup Day. You've got full form for those two, as well as Wodonga and Devonport, and Fields for all your other Sunday programs, Fields for Monday as well, as well as all your favourite features and columnists. As Joel mentioned, Tony Kneebone's Snippets makes a comeback this week. We've got Richo's Blast from the Past. We've got Stephen Pateman writing Matt Stewart, profile of Dave Eustace, Kieran Maher's new co-trainer. And we've also got a lot of tips, Joel. What is the best of yours? Mine is going to be race 4, number 5 at Flemington, Mariquita.
Yeah, well, I'll go really Riley, race 7, number 3, Doomben. I think you can still get double figures. I think a good bet each way, race 7, number 3. And we will make mention next on next week's podcast. We'll take you through a list of some horses to follow through the spring. So just finalising a bit of a list for the listeners to maybe get some early bets on for the features and follow through the next couple of months.
Excellent. All right, well, get your pens and papers ready for next Thursday, or whenever you happen to listen to the podcast. In the meantime, back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.